Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and we've got quite the guest on tap today. We didn't even have to shuffle off to Buffalo to flap our way into your hearts. We're only 100-something blocks north of 42nd Street, so don't turn it off, as we always look on the bright side of life. Anything goes here today as we tap your troubles away. We're putting on the Ritz for our guest, because we're crazy for her. But first, joining us today are the usual star-tars, including...
Star-tar?
That's your 11 o'clock number in Dames at Sea.
Star-tar?
Right? Yeah.
I did not remember that was the name of that.
I thought it was like a Star Wars thing. I was into it. I was like, I'm a star-tar.
Oh, no.
Those lyrics are not really memorable, but the dance break is.
How is my number?
Literally.
The dance break. Too.
Literally, it's like, I'm a star-tar, you're a tar-star. And dance break for 45 minutes. So joining us today are...
Word schmerds.
Kevin, step heel, heel step Jager.
Yeah, I could not do that, but I like the terminology.
Our game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour, Kimberly Cooper.
Hello, welcome to my home.
Oh, we're in Kimberly's home. And with us today is a guest who you've probably seen in the last couple years on Broadway, dancing her face off in On the Town, Dames at Sea, and currently as, I don't know how to say this word, Janene Dots.
Jenny Any Dots.
Janene
Dots. They did not grow up with cats the way that I did, and I'm so sorry.
I like Janene Dots. What's your name? Janene Dots.
A.K.A.
I love that that's where your brain went to.
Janene Dots.
Janene Dots. Way cooler than she actually is.
I want to see that dance.
Maybe that tap dance is her gerbil. Or not gerbil. Her coat off.
AKA the old Gumby cat.
That one's right.
The oldest cat.
Oh, we'll get to that. But you guessed it. That's from Cats. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Eloise Krupp.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
The hottest new name of 2017, Janene Dots.
Janene Dots. Cheers. Cheers to Janene Dots.
Janene Dots.
Cheers. Well, you can follow Eloise on Twitter and Instagram, and I highly recommend Instagram. At Eloise Krupp, it's her full name. Her Instagram story makes my day better.
It makes my day better, too.
But let's just start. What are we drinking?
What are we drinking? What have we been drinking?
It's clear that we have some.
Yes.
Since we're all at my house, I poured some as we were setting
They're
up.
All in fancy tin cups. They look like the little things I got baptized with, and then they bronzed them.
They're the Moscow Mule cups.
They're Moscow Mule
Were you baptized with the Moscow Mule cups?
Were you a Moscow Mule?
No, I'm Catholic, yes. Oh, yeah. Are you Catholic? Anybody
yes.
else?
Catholic. Yes.
Yeah, and so you know how you get these little cups, and
they don't do that.
The baptismal cup, they gave it to you, and it looks like a Moscow Mule cup.
Anyway, we're drinking out of bronze
baby Sorry,
shoes.
I don't know why I went on that crazy thing.
No, I love it. It's great. It'll be
but yeah, I'm having whiskey tincture.
Yeah, I'm having tequila on the rocks.
I have a gin and ginger.
I have whiskey on the rocks.
Cheers! So,
how are you the oldest cat?
So, do you feel like you've been typecast as the old cat?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about Leslie.
We talked about this with Leslie because she probably got mad at me about it. Because when cats came up, I was like, oh my gosh, Leslie, you need to go in. There's a cat just for you that's a funny character cat that tap dances. And she was like... Oh, yeah. And then we get to the auditions, and then I start going in for Jenny Any Dots with all these...
No.
Janene Dots. So I start going in for Janene Dots. And I was dying. I was actually crying laughing, texting Leslie. I was like, wait, I'm going in for the cat that I told you should go in for. So I remember being like an ingenue to now being like the character number in Cats. On Broadway.
I mean, my audition process was like, I went to like an invited call of like 100 people and danced, and then I was originally going in for Rumpelteazer.
Oh. So I was singing and doing Rumpel Teaser, and then I sang Silba before I went in for like Janana Dots. All these
did you just
cats.
Hashtag Janana Dots?
Janana Dots. She's gonna become a hashtag. I'm gonna make it happen.
Do it.
I'm really excited about this.
I can't wait. So
as long as it's in your Insta story, that's all I care about.
Janana Dots, Brian. You were the one that took off like the giant thing, and then you're just like a flapper kind of. And
Yeah.
So they reworked
that part. I understood that.
They did a little bit. They reworked it. It was weird because I was like, we're making all these changes, and it was great. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And like my number specifically is reorchestrated a lot, but throughout the rest of the show, it would always be like, oh, Jenny's the mom cat, so Jenny can't do this because Jenny wouldn't dance that. Because she's the mom cat. So it was, you know, very like, they kept their story to cats.
I've heard tell.
So they tell us.
So we've heard.
I've heard many different versions.
There's a story to cats. So they like have thought about this of like who dances what and why they do this or why they do that character wise throughout the entire show.
Okay.
But you would never know.
I know right.
You
that.
You would never know.
I know that part.
You would never know, and that's what makes it so funny.
Well, when I saw your production, that night I met you afterwards,
yeah,
was the first time I ever saw cats.
Were you so confused?
No, because there was nothing to be confused about. The production's amazing.
We have a talent.
Everyone is incredible in it.
Oh my god, it's amazing. And I saw tonight when there was three swings who swung in. And they were
superhuman.
They were incredible. So, yeah. It was amazing.
There is nothing wrong with that show except for the plot.
There's nothing wrong. Well, it's because they try to make a story out of poems.
Correct.
Totally.
Made
correct.
For children.
Absolutely.
But not really made for children.
Right.
It's just, it's almost like right. the most, like, it could be the most elegant ballet with songs. It's like a talent yeah. show with songs, like
well,
a ballet.
Like
a
chorus line, but cat's yeah. version.
Sure.
Yeah. But they're not trying to get the line, they're trying to get line. The heavy side layer.
Oh, we're trying to get the Jellicle choice.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jellicle ball is my fave, though. Like, when they, like, especially when the Sopranos are, like, up in the rafters, kicking their faces off, and they're like, I don't care if you have to breathe, just keep kicking.
Just keep kicking.
And so you're just, like, flailing. It's my favorite part.
I mean, I had a good time. I had a little bit of wine. I bought a cup.
Yes.
A big cup.
I won the lottery. It was a good night.
I won the lottery, too, when I went.
Oh, you did?
I did.
No one I know has won the lottery.
I literally,
wait,
it was just...
Oh, no, I bought from the box office.
I wanted to go see it when Aaron was in it. And so he texted me. He was like, I'm going to be on, like, this day.
Right.
He didn't tweet it. Sorry, Cameron McIntosh. He texted me. But when he told me he was going, I just entered the lottery that morning and I won.
Did you hear Cat AIDS plot?
No!
No!
Yay!
Like, Rosabella has cat AIDS, so no one wants to touch her because she has cat feline AIDS. I love it.
I just knew about, like, the raping thing, like, how, like, the one sister was supposed to be, like, the spring cat of last year, but then she got raped by McCavity, so then she wasn't, yeah, so then she wasn't allowed to, and then...
Well, you're barely on stage, so you're hanging out backstage. It's just,
you're a mom. She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do that.
I'm there. You just don't see me.
So, how long do you hang out in the car before you come out?
Ooh. Okay, so I do the opening number, and then...
In your one-etard.
In my one-etard... Unitard.
Is that what they call them?
In my unitard.
Like one-etard?
Janene Dots wears a one-etard.
So Janene Dots does the opening number in her one-etard, her, like, casual wear. And then I do the naming
which
of
cats. Which is not what you wear when you're, like, a flapper, like, in your big number.
No,
it's
so
you have, like,
skinty,
a cat.
Skinty
you have, like,
cat.
A cat costume that's not Janene Dots.
Oh, yeah. So I have, but I'm still Janene Dots
right.
the entire show. So I have, like, Janene Dots look A.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Get ready. Here we go.
Can we talk about James
spring fashion of Janene Dots, then fall fashion of Janene Dots?
Well, people think I play two different cats.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah, so
you don't?
No, I'm only
Jenny.
They'll
have the same
Janene
color Dots. Wheel, so I was always like, oh, maybe.
So you just get like a goiter all of a sudden?
Oh,
like,
yeah, so I get Janene Dots
that's
starts,
gross,
and she's
like,
in her costume, mm-hmm. and then I do naming of cats, and then I go off stage, and I put on the fringe suit and the coat. And my tap shoes, and the boots, and the gloves, and hat.
Is the naming of cats when you do, like, the horror, like, little kid whisper thing?
The naming
yeah,
of cats. Yeah! It's a difficult matter.
I was like, what are they doing? Why are they doing this to me?
Here's the thing.
It's so fun.
I have to end this cats conversation. But I'm gonna end it with, I saw it once, I have all these things to say about it, I would totally see it again.
See? I mean, it's like, you would see it again. You don't really understand it. You
I don't
get it.
I don't
no,
understand
but
it.
You would see it again.
one.
That's the phenomenon.
I've never tried to understand it because when I was six, I was like, it's cats.
Yeah. I was dancing and singing to the subway.
I talked to my.
I don't know how. I knew
the songs are catchy though.
But the thing is, I knew the word. It was one of those things where like. So when I saw Fiddler this past year, I've seen and heard Fiddler a million times.
Oh, yeah.
No, very similar. So when I saw Fiddler,
totally, I hear you.
I knew every word to every song, and I didn't remember that I knew every word. So I'm sitting in the audience, being like, "I know this whole score."
Oh gosh!
I went to Cats, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, "How the do I know this whole score? I've never seen it."
It's true. It's true.
We have a rule: no singing Cats. Backstage or in the dressing room at Cats, because the first day of tech we get into our dressing room, people are like, and one of the girls goes, "No Cats in the dressing room. You're not
allowed."
This is
the pussy free zone, girlfriend.
No Cats singing in this room.
Does that get Carmen Cusack? I'm excited to find out.
No, girl power.
Yeah.
So you're in Cats. But based on all of your social media, you're a dog person.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your little fluffernutter.
All right. So, I've been wanting to adopt a dog for a long time. Mm. And so I...
Did you have one growing up in Oklahoma?
Three. We had three dogs my entire life.
Bear, at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Bear, Lulu, and Frosty. So we had one, like, Airedale Shepherd mix that was, like, 75 pounds, a standard poodle that was, like, 75 pounds, and then a toy poodle that was, like, 8. Oh, yeah. And then when I went to college, my parents got a golden doodle. So we had dogs growing up, and then I moved to the city, and my sister and everyone got dogs, and I didn't have a dog. And I, you know, lived with, like, 5 roommates, this roommate, blah, blah, blah. So then I finally moved into a new apartment, and Cats opened, and then I was like, oh, I need something in my life. So I, like, started looking to adopt a dog again, and I went to an animal shelter, and I adopted a dog for $20.
What?
Yes. What? I went to the Animal Control Center of Manhattan on the Upper East Side, and there's this little dog. Her name is Chloe, and when I went to the shelter, it was like, oh, I was, like, looking for a specific dog. The dog's name was Dumont. And I was like, oh, is
that you'd seen on the website?
Oh, yeah, that I'd seen on the website. I was like, is Dumont here?
In the Sarah McLachlan commercial?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, white, fluffy dog. This is what I want. Kind of look like a doodle. I was like, but I don't have the money to spend on a doodle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're, like, thousands of
dollars.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Doodles are expensive.
They're so expensive. And I didn't want a puppy. So I walk in there, like, oh, Dumont has issues. Like, you can't. He's not ready for adoption. So then I was like, can I look around? So it's, like, all these pit bulls, crazy big dogs. Then I see this, like, muddy, like, looks like a gremlin with, like, super long hair dog, and I was like, oh, who's this? And they're like, oh, that's Chloe. Like, so nonchalant about it. And I was like, Chloe? They're like, yeah, that's Chloe. So I'm like, pick her up. I look at her, I'm like, we have to take her out. So then I, like, sit in her with this room for over an hour, and I'm, like, sobbing to my mom, sobbing to my sister. I'm like, I have to take her. I don't care how much it costs. Like, I'm gonna get her. So I go check out, and they're like, sign this piece of paper. That'll be $20. I was like, excuse me? I started laughing. I literally started laughing. I
and
was
like, she comes with shots and, like, everything.
Oh, she had
right?
just been spaded. Like, she's 6 years old.
Did you turn around and be like, what else do I want?
I say my dog cost $20. Her grooming visit, because she was all matted, cost $75.
Listen, beauty hurts.
Beauty hurts. Like, I'm so excited and eager about, like, everything, and she's kind of like,
did you know her
the same way that they were like, oh, it's Chloe.
Oh, it's Chloe. Like, I knew nothing about her, but she's so sweet and snuggly, and, like, she's a Shih Tzu Pomeranian, but basically, she looks like a gremlin.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
she's Chloe.
Okay, so, I want to talk about Dames at Sea,
okay.
Because it didn't run long, as you know, but Kimberly and I saw it.
We did.
One of the few.
Because
we did see it.
We got the, what was it, 1936?
Six tickets?
Tickets.
This show was selling tickets for $19, and we still couldn't sell out a house.
There was
a long line the day that we went to
there
get
was,
them.
There was, yes.
But that line, like, didn't... Like,
I mean, that
realistically,
was,
fill up.
Realistically, didn't fill up the theater,
yeah.
And it was $19,
and it was $19,
and we were in the third row.
That's what I mean.
We had a great time. I mean, I know it wasn't your Broadway debut, but it was really. It was huge. For
yeah,
you.
I mean,
talk a little bit about that and what it was like to open it and not like close it. And I mean, we've had 50% of
the cast.
Oh,
the
that's
cast now.
True.
We're only missing Mara, John, and Carrie, but we've had Leslie, Danny, and now Eloise.
Wow. It was insane, honestly, because the whole experience was basically less than 6 months.
And you're the original cast, technically.
Yes, because it had never been on Broadway before.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because it was at, like, a very small off Broadway theater. And the show was originally not intended to be a dance show.
And the only reason it's a famous show is because Bernadette was in it.
Right.
Right?
Yes. But not when she was famous, right?
No, I know, but it's more of like a, like, oh, she...
Like a Hallmark.
Yeah.
It's like her first, like, thing that she did. But I mean, it was like, I auditioned for it in end of June. And the audition process for me was like 3.5-4 weeks of just like... dancing, singing, this, that, science, this, blah, blah, blah. And then once we got cast, I had to put my 4-week notice in immediately for On the Town because we started rehearsals in a month. So then we started doing press events and all these things during that time while I was still at On the Town. And then I went home for a couple days and then I came back.
Oh, you mean the ridiculous commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Those are ridiculous.
They're amazing, right?
Awesome.
I mean, the press was kind of great on that.
I remember them vaguely. But it's you, Leslie, and Mara.
Yeah.
Just like random, like, oh.
Just like tapping. Yeah,
tapping me like, oh, don't, I love a good Broadway musical. And like, pull out.
It's the best. I mean, it was such a crazy thing because we did like the big like photo shoot one day. And then the next day we did the commercial for like 12 hours, like crazy. And by the end of the day, our feet were like so swollen, just like dying. And then we only rehearsed for 3 weeks. And we had tech for, like, 2, and then we opened previews for, like, 4 weeks, and then we opened the show, and then we closed in January. I mean, it was
so literally it was, like, a 6 months of your life.
It was literally 6 months of my life that I was, like, are we watching it?
Yeah, yeah.
So many
Also, it's when your character was blonde.
Yeah.
There's only one place I
want to
be. Broadway, baby.
I've never seen this.
Broadway, I'll lick you yet.
That is the cutest thing that I've seen.
So is that what you use for auditions now? You just said that.
Is that your reel? Do we watch your reel?
You just Google anything that's been put up there by someone else, that's my reel.
Yeah. So do you think that booking Dames at Sea was that your actual life mimicked your character's life a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was sort of...
But she's from Utah.
She was
and booked
Utah.
The show immediately. And you were from Oklahoma and essentially booked the show immediately.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, people don't know, but I moved here when I was 20. So I moved here when I was really young to do Tuck Everlasting. And then it didn't happen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I moved here to do that show. I told my parents that I was going to leave school. And they were like, took a lot of convincing. Because I was like, I'm leaving school. I booked the show. And they were like, okay, we don't think you should. And then got agents to do that. And then, like, had to convince them that I was responsible and old enough to do this. And then as soon as they moved here, the show was postponed. So then I was just kind of, like, living in the city, like, doing odd jobs and, like, making things happen and being like, I'm not going back to Oklahoma, but I'm going to make it here.
Yeah. What was the weirdest odd job you had?
Oh, I'm excited.
I was a cold caller for, like, a political candidate.
Uh-huh.
When I first found out, I, like, was like, oh, man, I have a great voice. I love talking to people on the phone. I'm going to go do cold calling. So great. It was, like, down at the World Trade Center, and I had to go there, and it was at night, which was great. So then I had my days free to audition and do whatever I needed and take class, and then I'd go at night and cold call. So I was... You know, the first day I get there, and I think it's going to be super fun, but we're all, like, sitting at this table in the basement of some building, and they give you a script to read. But what you don't realize is when it's 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night, you're calling while people are, like, having dinner. So I'm, like, cold calling these people, asking them to donate money to some, like, random political independent political candidate, and I'm, like, calling, I'm like, hi, I'm like Eloise, I'm calling for, you know, blah, blah, blah. People would be like yelling at me. So pretty soon I just stopped using the script at all because what they told you to do when they train you is don't stop don't go off the script. Just keep talking. So if they tell you that they don't want to donate, you just keep going on the script. And so I just stopped.
Until they hang up?
Until they hang up and they thought wow. That was a good idea. So one lady was, like, yelling at me. She was like, this is a horrible time for you to call. Did you know this? And all these things. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was apologizing to people. So then they started hazing me. So I had to sit next to the girl who was the best cold caller of them all. And she would listen to my phone conversations and tell me what I was doing wrong. So then after that day, that went on for like 2 days, I called my parents and I was like, I have to quit this job. I'm so sorry. Like, it was so bad.
And you booked on the town the next day.
Basically.
I have to quit for Broadway. I just have to do it.
Off the phones, on the town.
Yeah. But it was good. I think like the fact that I still had such a... When Randy was casting the show, what was really important to him was the difference in the characters. And for Ruby and Dick, he wanted this innocent quality about them, this very naive quality that felt true and real. And he thought that Carrie and I had that together. Mm-hmm. And he thought we both had this very, like, exciting, innocent quality about us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I think he...
Which I think he nailed, because that's exactly what we got when we saw
And I think, you know...
All 12 of us.
All 12 people who saw the show. I mean, I was talking the other day to people like Cats, and this is a little sad. Not sad. I mean, I'm still alive, but when we were doing Dave's Last Christmas, when people were, like, saying, like, oh, man, our houses haven't been sold, like, before the holidays started and all this stuff, and then the holidays coming, Cats has been, like, sold out. It's been great. And I was, like, talking about last year, I was like, yeah, imagine doing a show to 90 people in a 500-seat house.
Did that happen?
That happened. So I was like, you guys, at least this year we're selling to houses that are kind of full, like, that are really full at Cats. Because last year I was playing to houses that were completely empty.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you feel like it's been a whirlwind in New York for you? Because of just kind of like Broadway to Broadway and like so quickly and kind of all this is happening very quickly?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to say quickly.
Since I didn't finish school, I feel like my first year here was kind of like my last. I feel like every time I'm like, oh, I'm an adult, it just feels weird.
Yeah, well, the lesson we've always learned on Broadway is that... Oh, my God. On Broadway said it is... finish college unless you book a Broadway show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, please, yes.
But I do think, like, it's been a whirlwind. It's been fast. Because I was unemployed. Because I moved here with the show. I thought everything was, like, roses.
Yeah, and then
it was kind of like, oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Right.
And then it was like, okay, great. Oh, New York's really expensive.
I feel like everyone who moves here knows that. And yet you still have to move here to learn, like,
oh no.
It's really expensive.
It's funny. So I went to Iceland a couple years ago, and everyone told me, like, listen, it's cheap to get over there, but because their economy collapsed, it's going to be very expensive because they want you over there, and then you spend a lot of money there. And I saved a lot of money for it. And I got there, and I was like, this is so cheap compared to New York. I was like, this is amazing.
You're like $14 for a smoothie?
Yeah.
Oh, I
know. Please. That's a discount.
God. Yeah. How much for that herring? I'm in.
I know. It's so weird. You're like paying $6 for an iced
herring?
Coffee.
Pickled fish is fine.
I've never had it.
It's not great.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
Everyone loves it.
It's creamy. They don't tell you that it's creamy.
Sophie, it is creamy.
You should always be told that something is creamy.
What's your favorite musical of all time?
Gypsy.
Oh, good one.
We were talking about overtures. That overture is the best overture ever.
Easily.
I mean, that overture will make you cry.
Yeah.
It will make you cry.
Now,
it's so good.
Because of the nostalgia you have associated with it, or because it's just that good on its own, kind of cold?
A little bit of both. It was one of, like, the first professional... One of, like, the semi-first professional shows I did where I, like, had a role.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Were you Dainty June?
Yes. Or Dainty June, yeah. Because there's Baby June, Dainty June.
Right. Did you do the mama? The mama?
Yeah. Baton twirl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers to a new round.
Cheers.
A new round. No spills.
Pour me another round.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
Okay. But that show is, like... Just, the book is smart, songs are smart, it's great.
What was your first Broadway show that you saw?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I had never been to New York until I was 16. Because okay. I think my mom knew. Well, my mom didn't know, but I didn't know about Broadway in New York until I was 15. I went to summer camp, and I went to this place in New Mexico that was, like, Broadway Theater Dance Workshop. Like, a little bit off of BTP, but, like, the smaller version.
Okay.
And that was where I wanted to become a doctor. And this is where the people were like, oh, there's this place called Broadway. It's called New York, and it's magical, and you can go there and make money and do this for a living. And I was like, Mom, I want to go to New York. We have to go to New York. So for spring break, we went to New York, and we dragged my
this
sister.
Story, this story is adorable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we drag. So people, of course, I'm like, now I'm like, Mom, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I want to go to New York. I'm going to go be on Broadway.
She's like, damn it.
She's like, oh, no. So we go to New York, and we're seeing, we literally, our lineup is like, like, we're there for spring break, and we're seeing a show at all hours of the day. Yes. We maybe just no sightseeing, no nothing. We barely ate any meals. We just saw shows. So the first show we ever saw was the Guys and Dolls revival.
Oh,
with Lauren Graham
of
Gilmore Girls.
With Lauren Graham of Gilmore Girls. And it's, I think it got terrible reviews.
It did.
It
yes.
was
I saw it.
So bad. So this is my first Broadway show. So we get there. I put on my pearls. I'm wearing a nice dress. We did our hair. Like, we were those patrons in the audience. We're not wearing, like, jeans and t-shirt.
Right.
So yeah. I'm sitting there. We're in, like, the sixth row. I mean, my mom, like, made this trip unbelievable.
Yes.
So we're sitting there, and the show happens, and intermission comes up. And no, we didn't say anything. We were like, okay, we gotta go to the bathroom. So then the show, the second act happens. We didn't say anything. We leave the theater and we were like, oh my gosh, that was so great. Wow. Wow. So I was like, okay, great. So the next day we went and saw Mary Poppins as the matinee, which aww. Mary Poppins is so magical.
Wonderful.
We were in like.
The house is ridiculous.
Oh, it's so beautiful yes. at that theater. So then we leave the theater and we were like, show last night was so bad.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah. But we couldn't say anything about the show before because I was a little disappointed. And me, as, like, my first time in New York, I was like, no, it's really good. This is Broadway. Like, it was great. And then the next night, we were like, uh-uh, bad. And then yeah. we saw, like, The West Side Story. Like, we saw, like, all these other great shows.
So The West Side Story was excellent.
It was excellent. Great. We saw it in previews, though, so it still had a lot of the Spanish in it. Our first preview was a freaking rock concert. I mean, it was the best audience we've ever had. It was, like, devoted fans of Cats.
Just were so happy to have it back.
So happy
like
to have it
back. Like, heroin addicts ready to re-inject
it. Oh, yeah. And then the next day, people were like, how long have you been in the show for?
Yeah.
Like, thinking it never closed.
Right, right. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah. We have people who ask that still. A lot of people now have been telling me they go see Cats because there's not a dance show on Broadway. So when they want to see a dance show, they go see Cats.
So interesting.
Yeah. Talk about a dance show.
That's what you mean.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
people go clearly to see Cats because they know there's a lot of dancing in it.
Interesting. Yeah. That's a really interesting. I never thought of that.
So that's what I've been hearing. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Or people go because their parents' parents saw it. You know what I mean? It's been around forever. People know it.
Cool. Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's play a game.
Should I be scared?
No.
Hey!
So since we're back in my apartment, I again have the mystery question box.
Let's take a picture of the mystery question box.
So you would pick randomly from the games in the box.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Plot points! Plot points!
Oh, plot points! Did we do... Oh, we didn't do What Have You Seen This Week.
Did we see anything?
I don't think we saw anything. It was Pink Christmas.
So... We haven't seen it yet. We're going to insert our Candide review now.
Hi,
Hi, it's Brian, Kevin, and Kimberly from the future. Yeah, so we saw Candide. What have you seen this week?
We
saw Candide.
We did.
So what'd you guys think?
I thought it was really, really fun. I had a great time. I've actually never seen an opera in New York City before, so it was my first experience.
Oh,
and I'm really glad I got to see it with the New York City Opera. And it was great to kind of splice it in with some musical theater, so you got like a little bit of both. And I think that's what everybody gets when they go to see Candide, is you see some of the like musical theater genius of Chip Zine and J. Armstrong Johnson, who's wonderful in the show, friend of the show.
He's very good.
And you also see some of the opera side, like with Megan Cherner, who is also absolutely ravishing in the show.
Yeah.
And some of the guy who played her brother was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really great mixture, like they said, of like different sounds and different
all
places.
All the Hogwarts
all
houses. Or not all, like all the wizard schools.
Yeah,
like Megan said,
it
was exactly like that. Like you kind of see them at like, oh, the singers are sitting over there, but the dancers are dancing. And like,
yeah,
I really liked how they use that juxtaposition sometimes.
Yeah,
of just
absolutely.
Like, now they're all one cohesive unit, but at some points it was like, these are the opera people who are singing over here. And like, cut them.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I had never seen Candide before.
I had not either.
So,
and I'd only been in it.
So you saw it for the first time.
It was really interesting to see the old lady played by an actual
person of age.
instead of a 22-year-old.
Yeah. So having seen, you know, Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen and all these newer musicals with, you know, it was nice to see something that was almost like a snapshot of a moment in time.
Agreed.
Totally, because it was very much, not an exact replica, but like, it was most of the stuff that happened in 1982.
Yeah.
And it was Hal Prince coming back to do it, and a lot of the original creative staff.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys then like look up New York City Opera? Because in all of the reviews, it mentions that it went bankrupt in 2013, and
mm-hmm.
this is their comeback season.
Oh.
And so it's so interesting that like, their comeback season is one of their biggest hits was Candide in 82. So I think a lot of why they chose to do it very almost dead on to the 82 production is just like, hey, remember that we were really good?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they nailed it.
Yeah.
Also,
course.
I'd never been in that theater before.
Yeah, the Rose
and
Theater.
It is beautiful. I'll see anything they do.
I thought that Megan and Jay did a great job of carrying the show.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they had the really great balance of the acting chops as well as the vocals. So you were always invested in the characters because it's a very, like, I mean, the whole show is them going, like, from place to place to place to place. And that can drag if you're not invested in, in the characters.
And it makes it a lot harder for those actors to create connections with the audience because you feel like they're only there as just, like, pawns to go from location to location.
And since it's satire, there's also that moment of, like, a lot of what they're doing is tongue-in-cheek.
Totally. Yeah.
And so to get some real emotion out of it, like, when Jay goes into the audience, like, that's a laugh, but that is a heartbreak of a song.
Oh, yeah.
So balancing, like, I need to be really sad so that I get that laugh.
Yeah.
For being so sad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he nailed it.
And the set was wonderful. The orchestra sounded fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%.
Those ponies ponying up top was Brian's
favorite
thing.
Oh, my gosh. The
ponies,
the show opened.
The ponies, the
pony. People dressed as ponies ponying, and I was locked in.
And I didn't realize that the conductor was Hal Prince's son.
Yeah.
I didn't either. That's so cool.
That is really cool to kind of see that all pulled together.
Yeah.
So thumbs up, everyone.
Thumbs up. Definitely
thumbs
make sure you see it.
Yeah, it's just something a little bit different to see.
Yeah.
And it is what, 5 more shows?
They close on Sunday, January 15th.
And for anybody who's ever thought about going to see an opera in New York but has been hesitant because you like the stigma of it being an opera and something that's not as tangible that you can like really get into, definitely go see Candide because I think it brings in that thing you love about theater and that new element of opera to kind of like elevate it and take it to a different place for
and
you.
It's in that beautiful theater that is smaller than you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of those cheap seats in the back because they're not that far back.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
So even if it's $20, go see
Candide. Intimate experience no matter what. So go see Candide.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to send it back to you, Brian. Thanks, Brian. And we're back.
So I've brought out the likes of Broadway show cards.
What's
a
Broadway?
Janaynay Dots.
Janaynay Dots. I can't believe you said that.
Janaynay Dots is going to play this game.
All right, let's do it.
Janaynay Dots is going to get sassy.
see. This is exciting.
So now I have to see it. Now I have to see it again.
Yeah, because yes. You're going to see Jenna and Adots when you come next time.
Yes.
Because Jenny
Adots. Please tell, tell all the fellow cats that you're
going to. Oh, I'm going to. But Jenny Adots is a little bit like Julia Child because she has a little ooh, 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 like,
oh, pound cake overboard.
Pouncible, oh, like, I do these, like, one time the mic girl came up to me, she was like, her name's Max, and she's so nice, and she was like, I was like, I know. When I get tired, for some reason, I turn into Julia Child. So I'm, like, trying to motivate myself, and I'm like, oh, no, the kittens, oh. She was like, yeah, I just turned your mic off. I was like, okay, great.
Okay, plot points. Cat style. So just think of a melody in your head right now for okay. Cats. And then, no, one at a time, you're going to...
I was like, a person, no matter how small.
I mean, you're going to pick a Life's a Broadway show card from my bowl, okay. From Home Goods. And then you're going to introduce that card through whatever melody you have chosen from Cat. You can introduce a show or something from Cat.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
With the melody. Should I do one too?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to introduce the person?
Without saying the name.
Okay.
I have a good one.
Without saying the name of the person, correct?
Yes. And then when if it, like, gets to the chorus or something, then maybe you...
Someone's going to go first.
Can I go first?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin goes first.
It is not a rare card, not a rare card, it's not a rare card.
Michael Bennett.
Yes.
Not a rare card.
Brian, you got a good one?
Yeah, sure. It is me, not Sandra D. I started a musical company. I followed in a cabaret and then was in that movie based on a Steve Martin movie.
Ooh. Wait, The Jerk?
No, it was he played the preacher in that movie. I forget what it was called.
Ralph Sparza.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was doing Leap of Faith.
Leap of Faith was a Steve Martin movie?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Steve Martin starred in the movie Leap of Faith. It was Raul Esparza. It was nominated for Best Musical.
That was really good.
All right, who's next?
I'll go. I'm a little scared.
Eloise Crop. Eloise.
I was in the show called Rent.
Adam Pascal.
Yes.
But what I love about that is that you clearly were imitating his singing style.
Duh.
Really?
That was really funny.
Do I have to make you guess the name because his name fits really well into what I want to sing?
No, just make it as clever as you want. I'm all about the clever. Surprise, surprise.
The Andrew Keenan Vulture is a social media kid.
That was the role that I saw Aaron go on for, right?
Rum Tum Tucker?
No.
No, Aaron did. He was the railway one.
Yeah, but that's Rum Tum Tucker.
Skimble Shanks.
I knew that too.
Andrew Keenan Vulture is the king of the social media.
So, Kimberly, did you just like lose it because you got to sing Cats with someone in Cats?
6-year-old me's dying.
Should we do another round?
Let's do another round.
That was fun.
Lloyd Webber introduction.
Joseph is like Lloyd Webber. My dream show.
Is it your Technicolor really dream show?
I mean, I want to be... I want to be a wife in Joseph.
Not a narrator?
No. I want to be a wife in Joseph so bad. Only because I want to be a wife so that then I can do every number, then I can be a sheep and do the ba-ba-bas, and then I can be in the One More Angel in Heaven, and then you can be in Go, 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 Joseph, and then you can be in the Mega Mix at the end, which is the best Mega Mix that's ever happened.
So we had a Mega Mix-Off.
After we saw On Your Feet, and the Mega Mix was stuck in our head for days.
So would you say that the Mega Mix of
Joseph
trumps the Mega Mix of High School Musical, trumps the Mega Mix of On Your Feet, and Mamma Mia?
Okay, I haven't seen On Your Feet, so I can't say about that one.
You get On Your Feet.
But I get it. Mamma Mia is pretty good. I don't know, Joseph though? I mean, it was like the end of that where they're all like, go, 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 Sean A. Turn, and go, 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 go. Like, live me their dreams in all white.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than that to me. to those songs.
I have to agree.
I mean,
it's pretty great.
I mean, they made...
See, but it's...
But High School Musical's Mega Mix is so good.
I watched most of those movies because of my sister.
Yeah.
I watched it because of me. I was going to say,
I probably just watched it because of me and my sister. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I've seen all the Mary Kay and Ashley movies.
Oh, yes.
Because of my sister.
Holiday in the Sun.
Yeah, yeah, and like Billboard Dad and all that stuff.
Billboard Dad!
Like, I know them by
heart. Why do we talk about the Olsen Twin movies so much?
Do we really? Olsen and Olsen Mystery Agency.
Will you sing the song with me?
I don't remember if I remember it.
Which one?
Wait. Who stole the great Coke diamond? What killed the dinosaurs? Who makes the finest pizza? What's in your brother's dresser drawers? Mysteries of life screaming to
be solved. We do so much, guys.
For sale. Only 50 cents. Bum bum bum. Brother for sale. It's not a big expense.
That was my second.
You can love him. You can hug him. You can buy or rent. Brother for sale. Only 50 cents. Cheers.
Oh, that's my next audition song.
What is your go-to song?
Because
like you have a book, but you only have two songs.
My go-to song still is Gimme Gimme or Broadway from Gypsy, or if I need to sing, like, a ballad, I'll give you How Are Things with Gokamora.
Kimberly, what was yours?
I would sing Mr. Snow from Carousel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that
song. If they asked for a pop song, I had a random country song that I felt fit the bill enough, which was Leave the Pieces by The Wreckers.
Yes.
Pop songs are hard. The last pop song I sang was Ribbon in the Sky by Stevie Wonder for the Flashdance, the musical auditions. Yeah. And I tore it out of my book as I walked out of the room. I've totally done that. I ended the song.
Nope.
And I said, sorry. And I started walking out and they go, oh, no, you still need to read sides. And I said, you still want to hear me read after that?
You said that to them?
Oh, yeah. Because it was like, for your love, your love. Like, just flat. Just so flat. I couldn't even breathe. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Kev, what was your go-to book?
I used to sing Proud of Your Boy a lot, which was, like, not a good, like, type choice for me.
Uh-huh.
But then it, like, made me seem like the gentle, sweet giant. And people were like, aww.
That's
and
sweet.
I actually got booked from a lot of that because they were, like, I got booked as a lot of, like, the sweet friend sidekick. Like, to go, like, the big, doofy one next to the lead because I would sing Proud of Your Boy.
So my book numbers, before we actually get to the second round of this game, I used to sing Today You Are a Man from The Wedding Singer.
Mm,
okay.
Yes.
Of course you did.
Yeah, it was a good one. And it was a great 32 and 16 bar cut.
That's good.
Role appropriate, I would sing Be Like the Bluebird.
That's great.
Yep.
I don't know. When I go on audition, I instantly become the Tin Man. I'm like the worst, you know, I'm very stiff. I don't move. I feel like, oh, yes.
But as a dancer, you find that.
Well, especially when you're singing, you're like.
Right, because you just lock up.
Yeah, you're like, I can't move my arms. It's finally recently where I've been like, oh, my arms actually can move outside of my body.
Interesting.
And I can be a human. I have to believe maybe one of the reasons why I get cast is because I sweat like a whore in church during dance calls and auditions. So by the time I get to the point where people are actually looking at me and meeting me...
They're like, that bitch is working.
She is working her ass off because her face is red. Her hair is not good looking.
She wants it.
She does not look good. She's working hard.
She needs this.
Yeah. That's what they think. They think that in their brains.
Girl can't pay rent.
Where it's like...
And you're calling your parents like, thanks for the sweat glands.
My metabolism is just real fast. So, that, like, I am always sweating.
Have we gotten to the bottom of how you book 3 Broadway shows?
The sweat.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
All right, what's next game?
All right, we're doing just any Lloyd Webber tune.
Okay.
Yeah.
She eats ice cream, was in Gypsy.
Benanti.
Yes.
What was that song?
Evita.
Oh.
I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in a show that was disastrous. I can play the piano, but I don't really sing.
Great. No, he's never come on the show.
We love him.
I close my eyes, listen to the Barry. He made me hear What was wealthily? Me? I close my eyes.
Yeah.
This is Joseph.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to the baritenor.
He's a baritenor.
He's okay. A baritenor.
And the people call him a ragtime star.
Oh,
Brian Stokes Mitchell?
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Because he was wealthily in Padua.
Yes.
Oh.
And this show has lots of drunk kids. No. Drunk
show. I was like, our show?
This show
our
has show? Lots of kids and a drunk teacher.
Oh, oh school of rock.
Do
you want to answer that on your phone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Wait, can I call you back later? I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Was she drunk or excited?
Just excited.
Oh, good.
She's pregnant. She can't drink. My bridal shower is next week. We just submitted the guest list to our calligrapher.
Oh, cute.
Oh,
we
wow.
got show.
I can send my thing in. I'm going.
What thing?
My RSVP thing, but I'm going.
To my wedding?
Yeah.
You haven't gotten an invitation yet.
Oh, yeah. Right. You only...
Well, because you just said you submitted the guest list, and I was like, shit, I didn't
no,
send
for her,
thing
for her.
To the calligrapher. Our friend Joanna is...
I thought I was getting something calligraphied. Calligraphied.
Your invitation.
I am always that person who doesn't send things back, but like people are just like, Kevin's coming.
Great.
So I'm pulling. Where the heck am I? We haven't played this since Hannah Ellis.
We haven't played this in a very long time.
Where the heck am I?
Where the heck am I?
Because it is tricky, it has become where slash who the heck am I?
Okay.
Because there aren't a lot of places. I haven't looked at this since December. Apologies. If I threw any holiday things in.
Let's do it.
Great.
Let's do it.
Christmas tree is still up. We're good.
Wait, can we explain it?
Oh, yes. So.
Oh, right. We're like, screw you, Eloise, let's play.
We all just yell, brother, come on!
So I have a playlist in front of me that I haven't looked at in quite some time now. I'm going to describe either where or who I am.
Okay.
It is a song. The first person to sing a line from the song you think I'm describing gets a point.
Got it.
Great.
Keep track of your own score. I've been drinking.
Can you give an example?
Yes, give an example.
Sure. An example would be, I am in Bright Star. And
Asheville.
I yes.
When you get to Asheville, right?
So
me.
The song is like a location.
Say, okay.
It's coming down to you.
Great.
I love that song.
Ready?
That's a great song.
I'm going to start at the beginning.
I
again,
cried a lot during that show.
These are holidays.
Did you see it?
I cried a whole lot during that show.
I cried a lot.
We.
I also am in love with Paul Nolan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Daddy Long Legs on repeat the past 3 days.
When I saw him as Jesus and Jesus Christ.
So good.
Wait, but like, that guy.
I mean,
sexy Jesus.
I mean.
I know.
I was like in the first row because I had won the lottery and I was like, Jesus! I could not. I left the show and I was like, and then I heard he was in Chicago and I was like, texting my friend. I was like,
oh yeah.
Like legit rock me sexy Jesus.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yes.
What
is Mary? What was that movie? Rock me, rock me, rock me sexy Jesus.
I got
Jesus.
It. Hamlet 2.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
It's Sean Astin, the most beautiful person ever.
No.
No.
No, Skylar.
No.
Samwise Gamgee?
Where the heck am I?
Thank you,
Spot.
Oh, God. I'm staying in.
That's sad.
So
great. Okay, I haven't looked at this in a while. Okay.
Oh, God.
I live at the North Pole.
Santa Claus is
coming
to
watch
out.
You Santa better
Claus.
Not cry.
Not Elf. Santa Claus.
Elf. The musical.
Any
Buddy.
Instrument.
Buddy the Elf. Call
it Elf. It's a story of
Elf.
Us. This is a story of us.
I don't know.
Buddy.
The elf.
It's the story.
The elf. I don't know.
Buddy.
What's the opening number? Zompity donk donks.
I'm not sure.
We're
it's
all like,
happy jolly sparkle jingly. Okay, next. Ooh, good one. It takes a bit of pixie dust to get there.
I know a place where dreams are born.
Thank you, Brian. Aww. I pulled Santa's sleigh. And
we got
reindeer.
The red-nosed reindeer.
Thank you. Ooh. I have a blue dress and brown hair.
Monica Lewinsky.
Braid.
So Cinderella.
And I've been walking through my town smelling all the delicious breads. And
but the baby with his hair like always.
I said sleigh.
His sleigh like always.
Bell.
Can we do an episode where all we do is like sing?
Yeah. We are in an ocean.
The Little Mermaid.
And
down here the seaweed's greener above on the ocean.
I don't know when.
New song.
Okay.
Also about water.
Okay.
But about a smaller body of water. And about America before there were Americans.
Just around the riverbed.
I look once more. Just around the riverbed.
Oh, where Eloise is from?
Oklahoma,
where the wind comes rolling down the plain.
A town in England where...
Manchester, England, England.
Oh, that was good.
In Camelot.
It was featured in the Gilmore Girls. Oh. Mega mix at the end of the Gilmore Girls musical.
Oh, no.
Also in the end of the Mamma Mia musical. I think there was like a battle there or something.
Liverpool?
No, but like a similar weird kind of name.
Waterloo, baby.
Yeah, Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Oh, wait. Second to last.
Yes.
It is the morning time. And
oh, what
I'm
a
in
beautiful
southern state.
Morning glow.
It's
good morning, Baltimore.
One more.
One more.
One more.
One more.
I am in.
Whoever gets this one wins everything.
Yes.
I have a friend who is blue. I am in
the Blues
Middle
Clues.
East. I am about to take a girl on a magic carpet ride.
I can show you the world.
But I'm pretending to be this Take your hand into the prize fight.
What are these?
What are these? Where'd you get these
food?
Cookies? Oh, are you in this?
Oh, but also like...
Pass the Vanity Fair?
Take them now.
Pass the Vanity Fair one you just saw? Are you in this?
Oh, yes. On the terms.
No, so not fun. And then the cookies are just forever. Who wants a cookie?
I was like the 10... I was the 10,000th understudy to Elizabeth Stanley.
Did you ever go on?
Wait. There's a story.
So, Elizabeth Stanley, you
so
were...
So, Elizabeth amazing. Stanley never called out.
Ever.
So we opened on the town in like September.
Oh, were you a cover?
And I covered Elizabeth Stanley, which I was like,
she was wonderful.
This is not okay because Elizabeth Stanley, like, I'm just a little young for Claire. So when I signed the contract, I was like, great, I'm the 9,000th understudy. I'm never gonna go on. This is okay, don't worry about it.
Right.
So come January, I like went home for my sister's wedding. I like came back, I had a rehearsal, and they were like, so, Holly, the first cover's out of town. Elizabeth hasn't called out yet. She's not going to call out. It's fine. Like, don't worry about it. And I was like, great. I get a call at 11:30 in the morning the next day that's like, hey, Elizabeth's out. She's sick. So, you're going to be on for the matinee today and probably the night show. So, I start sobbing tears. Because I don't know the show.
Right.
I don't know the show. Like, because we had a group understudy rehearsal that I joined.
Wow.
And went to, and that was it.
So it's like literal actor's nightmare.
Literally the actor's nightmare. So I go uptown to grab my script. I go downtown to the theater. They fit me for shoes that they had just bought. They tailor the costume to fit me.
Is that bad to dance in shoes that were just bought? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. New things. So I'm, like, doing all these things.
So you're bleeding.
I'm literally bleeding all over the runway stage. I'm sobbing. I, like, call my voice teacher. I'm like, going up for a part. I've only had one music rehearsal for. Like, literally don't know anything. I'm, like, just trying to make it through. The dance captain is following me around the stage. Terrifying. You're like, this doesn't happen on Broadway. This doesn't happen
right.
on Broadway at all. But it did. And I did three shows. I did the entire weekend. I did the matinee the night, and then I did the next day.
Wow.
And I think the only person who was more upset than me was my mother. Because when I called her sobbing, I was like, I'm going on to Elizabeth Stanley.
So was your mom sad because she didn't see it?
And my mom was so upset because she was like, I'm going to fly out. I'm going to go. I'm going to see you. And then I was like, I'm not going to be on tomorrow. Like, it's the 100th show.
Oh, so she...
Elizabeth's gonna be back for the 100th show, Mom. Like, I'm not gonna be on. Like, I do not even worry about it. So I was like, not happening, never. So then next day, I get the call and they're like, Elizabeth's still out. You're going on for the 100th show.
So your mom could have flown out to see
So my mom could have flown out to see it, and she didn't.
Did you tell her?
She was so upset. She was like, oh, I'm gonna My dad called me. He was like, you know, the only person who's very upset, more upset than you that you're actually on, is your mother. Because she wanted to be
everything.
There. I ruined everything.
So they say your whole family just cried the whole weekend you went on for Lita on Broadway.
Yeah.
So we want to thank Eloise. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm here.
Cheers.
You tell her I'm empty now.
We end every episode with a quote.
Yes.
And tonight it's pay before we start, the gypsy. I'm guaranteed to tear your soul apart. Acid Queen Tommy.
Ooh. Oh.
But don't forget to follow Eloise on at Eloise Krupp, two P's, Twitter and Instagram. Her Instagram story is always a treat.
Delicious
treat.
I'm sorry about it. It's
Chloe.
It's upsetting most days.
It's
Chloe's fault.
I'd also like to say don't forget to follow us, Broadwasted, on at Broadwasted on all of social media.
All. Except Snapchat, just follow me.
You're right, just follow Kimberly Cooper. So, to end it all, we end every episode with the same thing. Cheers. Zoodoo bomb. Well, thanks, guys.
I was gone.
Listen to us next week, too.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.